This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Walking by a pretzel place, and it smelled so good. And the girl's like, "Would you like a sample of pretzels?"
Oh my god!
And I'm like, "Oh god!" And they were fresh.
Of course you would.
They were fresh.
Oh yeah, they give you the fresh ones. Uh-huh. Then you go buy one. It's like 3 days old.
Boom! That's it. Kelly knows. So they give us the girl. She was like this little Indian girl. "Oh, yeah, would you like to try the pretzels?" I go, "Okay, I guess I'll get a little free little pretzel bite." You know, just came off a fast. I'm hungry. And I get the cinnamon one. Oh, my God. It just melted in your mouth. Melted in your mouth. Then Leah got the garlic butter one. And same thing. Like, nom, 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 nom. And then she's like, "Would you like to get maybe a smaller, a medium, or a large order?" And I go, "You know what? Yeah, get us a small order. We'll get it to go for $9. And I walk away with it, take a bite. Stale. They sold me with the sample and gave me doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just threw those away. Just threw them away. $9. Bye. Bye. And by the way, I'm not getting coffee at the mall ever again either. There's a place in the mall that has delicious coffee and great service, but the price is outrageous, dude. Outrageous. I'm not going to say the name of it, you know, because I really like the coffee and I like the service. I like everything about it, but the price. And I won't say the name of it. There's a few of them in the area. Let's just say it's... if there was a large cat that could not see, it's that place.
Okay. I don't know if I know this.
Just saying. People that...
Blind.
Oh! People know they know.
Blind.
Ah!
Large cat.
Ah!
Large cat. Mm. Big cat. Stripes. Meow. Meow.
Okay! Yep, that. Great. But a 16-ounce latte, $8.60.
That's totally normal. That's totally normal now.
No.
Dude, did I tell you? Listen, here's what I'm... I don't know if I told you this, Johnny, but here's what I'm thinking about doing. Obviously, my life is not going according to plan. We've talked about this many times.
Sure.
Can't find an insurance job. I'm working part-time at two jobs, one during the day, one at night. Well, I like the one at night a whole bunch, and I wish I could do it during the day. It doesn't seem like... it's going to pan out, but I don't know. Maybe
no.
Coffee is, I do that sometimes where I'll go and get a Starbucks coffee. Usually I got the lady next to me when we decide to do this special thing. She's got me on the, she's like, "You should," usually I'm just like a cold brew with a little bit of ice black. That's how I like it.
Okay.
And then she's like, "You know, you should try every time she gets something, she goes, "Try this." And then I try it and it's got some like, you know, fancy stuff in
cold,
it. Some
cold
chai.
Foam creamer.
Yeah, there's a bunch of crap in it.
And I'm like,
"That's delicious."
Oh, yeah, it
she
is.
Goes, "I know. You should try that." So now I'm branching out a little bit, and I'm going, "Okay, I'm going to get the," and I usually ask, I have to ask her, and I go, what should I get here?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "Oh, try the macadamia frapper. And I'm like, "Okay,
yeah,
I'll try that." And then I get it, and I go, "Oh!
Oh
my god, that's so good.
Like a milkshake.
So good.
Oh yeah.
It's so good." And then I'll order that. She gets her thing. And the lady at Starbucks usually goes, "Okay, anything else?" And I go, "Nope, that's it."
Mm.
And she goes, "Okay, that'll be $14.90.
Yeah,
and
dude.
I go, what? That can't be true.
It's embarrassing.
And it is true.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
How much it costs to get that thing.
I know.
So what's the profit margin on, you know, these fancy flapper things? It's got to be sky high. At this point, I applied. I don't even think I told you this. I applied to Starbucks this week.
I heard it's a good company to work for.
I heard it's a good company to work for. They pay, you know, I think it's like $15
now
to start.
Now they're unionizing. Which,
yeah. So when I'll be a scab. When they unionize, I'll come in and be like, "I'll work for $15, no health insurance," whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do that. And then they teach me how to make all these little fancy drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
Then I get a little trailer type of thing.
Okay.
Set up
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't even know what I need yet. But, you know, you see where I'm going with this, right?
A little barista stand, and you wear a bikini.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. There used to be one of those in South Tampa when Zane was like 15. He's like, Dad, can we go get coffee? I'm like, from the chicks in the bikini? I mean, they really make good macchiatos. I'm like, are you 15 and you got a boner 20 hours a day? Yeah, get in the car. We're going.
Well, it might be, you know, I don't know if I'll be wearing the bikini. I mean, maybe that's something to look into down the line.
Let's both wear bikinis, dude. I'm in.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they got these things these Australians wear. It's called a budgie something. It's like a man bikini bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it, certainly. But for real, like, I'm thinking if I can get one of these mobile trailers, pretty much everything it seems like is espresso, and then it's just some, like, syrup.
Yeah.
And then, like, some cream of some kind. I got to figure out how to do all that. But once I learn how to do that from the place.
Yeah, dude.
Then I can just do that. And then I can, when people order coffee for me, I can do it real quick.
Yes.
And then they'll be like, how much is that? And I'll be like, that's $15.
Yes,
and they'll
dude.
Be like, oh, terrific. And I don't know what the profit margin is on it, but it's got to be, I don't know. What is a, how much is coffee?
It can't cost more than a dollar to make a $15 coffee. And look, Will, listen, back to bikini bottoms, right? Right now, everybody's celebrating body positivity, right? So we really push the envelope, right? Like, I know it seems like a joke, but two fat dudes with bikini bottoms on, and we make good coffee, and we could branch off into baked goods, because what do you need with a coffee? A nice flaky croissant, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe a nice apple fritter or something like that. So we start baking stuff on the side. We make some good donuts. We got good coffees, right? And our signature drink, Will, it's a fat Pacino.
Yeah! Tell me about it. What's in it?
It's like a frappuccino, but with more heavy cream, right? And maybe a little what we do is we get some bacon, right? We dry it out into like a jerky, and then we food process it into a dust, and we drizzle where we just dust the top of the whipped cream on top of the fappuccino. We put it with a little bacon dust on top, and we go, and we call that fat love or something like that. Would you like a little fat love on your whipped cream? Right? And they go, yeah, I want fat love on the whipped cream. And you go, good. And we purposely bend over to get stuff for them, right, with our little bikini on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
And if they tip us real big, we let them slap our butt cheeks.
Okay. I mean, like, I feel like we'll have to go to, like, Key West or something, the gayest city in America.
Gay?
In order to make that happen.
No, we're drawing attention of women, dude.
Oh.
Women. Women are the ones who buy coffee, not dudes.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
See, Kelly would come in and smack our asses and spend $35 on three coffees.
I sure would.
No, there is no way that Kelly would come see Johnny B and Will.
What?
They might see. You need a little Twinkie boy. You like your little twinks. We're not suited for you. You can't have some buff dudes. Jacked.
No.
You don't like that tall and jacked.
No, I'm saying that
fatties.
You are correct in what you said, but also if it was you two specifically, it would totally come and see that.
Ladies, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Ladies, and I'm talking young ladies, middle-aged ladies, old-ass ladies, skinny broads, fat whores, all of you, call in. If you would come to a barista stand with two fatties serving you up, and just scantily dressed, middle-aged, fat losers, but we make good coffee and got pretty good croissants. Would you do it?
It's like the fat strippers make more money.
Yeah! They get paid by the pound, Kel.
Not guys.
Yeah. I mean, dad bod, bro.
Chubbendales.
No.
What's that dude's name on Stranger Things? David Harbour. Everyone loves that guy.
He's not fat. Yeah,
well, he got buff for that one movie he did, but he was kind of chubby in the beginning.
A little bit.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see him in a mankini serving lattes.
Oh,
How do you know? Hold on.
That's your cup of tea? You like that?
Johnny B. Show.
I didn't know I did until right now.
Hold on, guys. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Yeah, yo, this is Gilby.
Okay. What's going on, pal?
Hey, man, just listening to you, I've already gained 3 pounds listening to all that smoothie and shake and coffee and cream and everything.
You trying to get a job at our barista stand, Fatso?
Yeah, I am a fatso, man. I'm about 350 pounds.
Hell yeah! Come on, can you make coffee?
I got the waist hangover, man.
All right, buddy. You got a job if you need one.
Oh, hey, fantastic, brother.
Later.
I enjoy it, and thank you for letting me gain 15 pounds listening to you.
All right, man. Stay fat, bro.
Peace, bro. Yeah. Later.
There you go. He's trying to get a job in a business we haven't even made an LLC for yet, Will.
Listen, it might work in St. Pete.
Okay.
I could see it potentially working in St. Petersburg. If you go to South Tampa, absolutely not. Huh. No chance that this business succeeds. I mean, we're going to have to really do a market share here and figure out the business logistics of it.
Yeah.
I could see it being a novelty where maybe they get coffee from us and then they throw tomatoes after they get the coffee at us.
That's mean.
Inside the camper.
I don't like that. That seems discriminatory and mean.
It is. It is. But, okay, maybe we jack up the coffee a few extra dollars. You know, a few extra bucks, you get to hit me in the head with a tomato.
See, I was really trying to go the whole other route with this. Like we're celebrities and that we're actually desired, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that, Johnny B. I do. Mm. And I wish that it was something that was feasible. I just don't see. I could see chicks doing it, like the hot dog chicks.
I've seen it. I've seen the girls wearing lingerie serving coffee. But look, I'm telling you, we look, our little bikini bottom, we build like a little cup holder right in front of the wiener, right? And then for an extra tip, we'll shake their drink. We put the drink right in the little cup holder. That's right in front of the wiener.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm not going to stir it with my ding dong.
No.
I thought like about cup, that, but that's
like
hot.
Like a cup that people wear in sports.
Oh no! Not that kind of cup. No, like an actor. You take their cup and you put it in a little cup holder that's right in front of your ding dong, right? And then you gyrate your hips and shake it in front of them, right in the window. You go, yeah. How much you want this shooken, huh? And then just keep tipping you. They can even do it digitally the way the OnlyFans girls
keep
do.
Keep shaking as long as they keep giving money.
Yeah, as long as they keep hitting the button, it's like ding, 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 ding. Thank you, lady in the Camry. And you just keep on shaking her coffee. You just keep gyrating your hips until your sciatica goes crazy. I like it.
It's, you know, it's not the worst idea ever.
Just trying to figure things out for us, Will, you know?
Coming around.
I am too.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Number one, I'm surprised that Kelly, just knowing her dating history, is like, I'm into this. I like this. Although, you also like Lizzo. So this makes a lot of sense.
Thank you.
Pieces are coming together.
That has nothing to do with anything.
It means you
body
love
positivity.
Fats. You love the fats.
Yeah, I mean, I like fat strippers, too. Have you ever seen a fat stripper?
Yes.
Male or female? Male or female?
Female.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you love them, don't they? They're great. I mean, I wish I would. Where's the fat men?
I know. I'm right here. I'm ready.
Nobody will hire them because of discrimination.
It is true. We don't get the same kind of love as a fat broad.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. It is true.
I mean, there's old man strippers. There's person strippers. Yeah.
Hold on. There's midgets.
Kelly, I will.
I want one.
Oh, God.
I want a midget. Sorry, go ahead, dude.
I was just going to say, I'll take a picture of my dong right now and send it to you, Kelly, if you want.
That's not what we're talking about.
The stripping.
We're talking about an entertainment, like entertainment factor. Like, I just don't want to see,
well, you
like,
don't know what I have shaved in my pubes.
A normal person.
Yeah.
I have a message.
If I send you a picture of my dong, Kelly, it's going to have to be a Google Doc because it's going to be way too many megabytes, if you know what I'm saying. It's going to be a panorama. Hey, what about drunk idiot rednecks? You think they make good strippers?
Let's find out.
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, I would buy a fat Pacino from you anytime if you're wearing bikinis. Mm-hmm. And if Kelly puts on one of those like 1920s style bathing suits like Bugs Bunny wore back in the day.
Weirdo.
Golly.
You want her to wear Bugs Bunny clothes?
No, like that, you know, like that one piece thing that had the stripes on it.
Nope.
And then you guys are in bikinis. Oh, man. Yeah, I'd buy a fat Pacino from you all day.
Are you masturbating right now?
And a hot dog with chili on it.
Nice.
That's none of your business, Johnny.
Wow, Marine Rob made me laugh, Will.
It's about time.
Weird, right?
No, I just want to tell you I love you guys, man. I got to go to bed, but I love you.
Night, night.
That noise. Did you hear that in the background?
Yeah. That's Donna.
Oh, okay.
That's Donna thinking about me and Will serving her coffee.
I thought that was someone that was with him. I was like, what is going on?
You think Rob's getting sex?
I don't know what that was.
It's not him having sex. Remember Donna? Remember the old days, Will?
Yeah.
She'll call in every now and again. I think she still listens, but she's still mad about the clip of the day. It's still out there.
I hope she's alive, dude.
Donna's so sweet. She would just call sometimes just to talk to me during the break.
Yeah, she's mad.
I like how much she understood radio, because she would always be like, hey, guys, why don't y'all just do the morning show?
Yeah.
Just come in at 6 o'clock and do it.
That's a good idea.
Like, okay, so just tell Mike and Galvin and them that we're just going to, yeah, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny B. Show.
Hey, it's Nate Heimer.
What's up?
Oh,
talking about the fat strippers and whatnot, reminds me of the Saturday Night Live skit with Chris Farley.
Oh yeah, see,
and
that was
Patrick
great.
Swayze, where they're both competing to be the next Chippendale stripper.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
Chris Farley is by far the superior dancer, but he's just so fat.
I would watch that. So. Just back to not seeing, wanting to see just a picture of anyone's dong. I was really, I had everyone on board for a friend's bachelorette party in Vegas to go to the penis puppetry show.
Okay.
I've
seen that, by the way.
I went. Was it amazing?
Yeah.
I really went. I still want to go. The bride ended up saying, no, let's go to Thunder from Down Under. And then they canceled it the day before and we had to go to Zombie Burlesque instead. And it was horrible.
Sorry to hear that.
What the hell is that?
It was awful.
I didn't understand any of those things. Except I know what penis puppetry is.
Thunder from Down Under is the Australian Chippendales. They've been doing it there for a long time. Even when I lived there, they had it at the Rio. And it's just Chippendales with an accent. Nobody hears them talk. It doesn't matter. It's not like they're going, they're just slinging their ding-dong in a circle going, oh, no, oh, no, you know? Nobody, they don't talk, you know? All right. All right, it's my ding dong.
When you saw the show, what's the coolest thing that they made it into?
A hamburger.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Saw that. Yeah, it was weird.
The Eiffel Tower.
I don't remember. I wasn't really watching too much. I was with my ex. Hey, Nate Heimer, you ever have a man make penis shapes for you?
Have I ever had a man do what?
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
I've had my brother Johnny offer a few times.
Why are you gay?
Well, Johnny, if it was you, then I might consider swinging for the other team. Well.
You are gay.
See, everyone's into this idea. You just planted the seed that everyone wants to see now.
Oh, I'm planting the seed.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. We're talking in jest right now. I don't believe that anybody is actually into this idea.
I have never been more serious in my life that I would be the first customer at this venture.
We've had no callers from girls, though. It's been all guys. No offense, Nate.
Yeah.
Do you ever? True. I mean, Diane.
No, we got broads calling in here all the time.
Yeah. Diane doesn't count.
No, God knows. Drunken slap of skin. Gross. We need a real woman. Leah! You know?
Well, text Leah right now and ask her what she thinks.
Well, she's going to say yes. She wants, I walk around in my underwear making her coffee at home all the time, so she already gets that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Kelly might be biased, too. I just can't see anybody. It would be like a freak show. It'd be like a Barnum and Bailey type of situation. It wouldn't be like, I'm horny. I'm horny and I want coffee.
That's not necessarily what anyone said was going to happen. I said it was going to be entertaining.
I said oat milk, true. You orangutan.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.